Regina, REGINA, Bowers, BOWERS, 47652. Today is 5:25. This is a 61-year-old woman who comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems. Number one, she's having left lower quadrant abdominal pain. She's no stranger to left lower quadrant abdominal pain. A year and a half ago, she ended up at Kingwood, K-I-N-G-W-O-D hospital with diverticulitis, peritonitis, required IV fluids, IV antibiotics for weeks. She did not have to have surgery, period. Any paragraph? She has left lower quadrant pain that started yesterday, off and on, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. She also has a history of IBS that she's had for 30 years. This is IBS-C associated with constipation, period. COVID immunization, none. Social, she quit smoking a year ago, doesn't drink alcohol. She's married 7 years, has two children, one C-section. Last period was in 2000 when she had a hysterectomy. Allergy, none, surgery, hysterectomy, C-section times one, medical problems, hypertension, anxiety, depression. Her blood pressure is not controlled. Her blood pressure has been high, but has not taken any medication in the past, period. She also has anxiety, depression, especially when she goes to the doctor's office, but the blood pressure has remained elevated, nevertheless, period. In the paragraph, she lost 130 pounds a few years ago and had to, and because of that, she's very proud of herself, and she's an avid exerciser and outdoors person. When the surgery put down, she also had breast augmentation. Family history, dad died of lung cancer, mom died shortly after that with heart problems. Allergy none, review of system, she's had abdominal pain. Her colonoscopy was never done after her diverticulitis because of a prolonged nature and course of her disease. Her mass mammogram was 5 years ago. She's had episodes of dizziness, abdominal pain, some nausea, no diarrhea, but has had constipation, has had a history of IBS-C. She has history of hypertension out of control and never treated. Period. Any paragraph today, her blood pressure is 159 over 99, pulse 73, respiration 16, temperature 98, O2 side 98%, heart positive, 1 positive, 2. Lungs, they're clear, abdomen, left lower quadrant, tenderness noted, but no peritoneal sign noted, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment, number one, abdominal pain, left lower quadrant, number two, diverticulitis, number three, I don't believe we need a CT scan at this time, we'll treat patient with rosefenogram now, Cipro 500 BID. Flags were 500 BID, no drinking alcohol, she's going to call me tomorrow. Next number, check blood work. Next number, check white count. Next number, because of abdominal pain, we looked at her aorta, her liver, gallbladder. Gallbladder is contracted, was not seen. There's no evidence of aortic aneurysm. In face of hypertension out of control, she has slight tenderness, left lower quadrant, no rebound. Patient status post-hysterectomy, period. In the paragraph, her carotid shows soft plaque and arthroma, but no hemodynamically unstable lesion noted. Next number, her thyroid shows a 0.9 centimeter mass slash nodule on the left side associated with blood supply, which requires evaluation in 3 months to make sure there's no increased size. Must rule out malignancy. This was discussed with patient. Next number, we looked at her kidneys because of the fact that she has hypertension, long-standing. There's no evidence of renovascular hypertension or agenesis of the kidneys on either side. Next number, because of her hypertension, we looked at her heart. She does have LVH. Definitely needs medication for blood pressure. Next number, patient is to call tomorrow regarding her condition. Next number, we'll check blood work. Next number, patient needs a mammogram this year. Right there. Patient also needs the ultrasound in 3 months. Put all those two things in big letters. Thank you.